We're reading in the writings of Abash, first volume, page 377, article preparation for the Slichot, forgiveness, what it is. We're starting second column. That's only in Hebrew, guys. There's no English text. So you can ask questions on Camp TV. Selected questions would be heard throughout the lesson. Article preparation for the Slichot. Second column. And our sages have said that with the wicked ones, it seems to them that the sin seems to them as a hair's breadth, and to the righteous, it seems as a high mountain. And the question evoked, this resemblance, what is it? Meaning, they said it seems to them. However, what is the truth? And the point is that when one doesn't pay attention towards whom he seen, and he doesn't feel the importance and greatness of the Creator, and he's lacking faith, then when he begins to think, after all, I am a Jew too, and since now it is the month of Elul, and the custom in Israel is throughout all the generations, since it is the month of mercy,
we need to transfer all these things to the lines of internality. I am Jewish means that I am longing for unity, and now is the month of Elul, so this is my internal time of my soul scrutiny, and I'm longing for correction and for adherence. And then what?
And anyone who would be called Israel,
Yasharkel,
it is known that now it's the time to ask of the Creator to write off the sins of Israel.
Which is actually his internal state. It could be, doesn't matter in what times or in what states. But this is how the internal state comes.
And also to blow the horn in order for one's heart to bring into itself the pondering over the sins.
Meaning that a person, during the time of his work, he feels the gap between the greatness of the goal and how much he is still not yet in the right appreciation towards it. This is called the shofar, the shofar of the upper.
Then the man believed that surely he too have sinned and he should ask for forgiveness from the Creator.
Meaning all the external and internal conditions bring a person to a state which is called the Eve of Yom Kippur.
However, to the extent the flaws that he flawed the king, that sensation one cannot feel. Rather, to the extent of his faith, only according to the extent of his faith in the greatness of the Creator.
Yes. Much as there is inside the person an impression from the quality of bestowal, which is called the King, because the Creator is the quality of bestowal. As much as this is in a person, and he feels that he is the opposite of this, in accordance with that, from this gap, he has the sensation of preparation for a state which is called Yom HaGipurim, the Day of Atonement.
And to that extent, he can imagine himself the magnitude of the sin he has caused with his sins. However, all those who are asking for forgiveness without any preparation for the forgiveness they're asking for, it is only like someone who's asking for forgiveness from someone, although he did against him bad things, of which should be true regretting for his actions. And he is asking for forgiveness as if he has sinned against him in something negligible. And anyhow, the aspect of asking for forgiveness doesn't have the true value as it should be about a true sin. Accordingly, it turns out that prior to a person is asking for forgiveness, he should first ran a soul search in account with himself about the principle of the sins. And afterwards he can check out over the sins that were caused by this principal sin. And the main thing one needs to know is that the main sin is what one flaws. That the reason for all these sins is that the person doesn't try to have permanent faith.
Meaning not about the things that we discover in us that initially are bad from our nature, that this is how we were born. Well, I don't relate to that at all. Yes, man's inclination is bad from his youth. Rather, I don't relate to the evil inclination itself, but rather to my knowledge in what I could have risen above this inclination to build masachim, screens, and build attitudes of love and bestowal above this evil, so that love would cover all transgression. About my neglect in this, I need to bring my atonement and my repentance and to cry about that. Yes, it's a big difference.
Is that what Bala Sulam referred to in the article of Shamati when he says at the end that all we have to do is to participate in the sorrow of divinity?
The sorrow of Shekhinah, of divinity, is not that it prepared for us the flawed, broken, shattered state, but how much we are not trying to raise it from dust according to the conditions that we are given to do so.
Meaning this is our only work with respect to, let's say, the states we aren't seemingly coping with.
The reforming light comes according to my effort, my exertion. Everyone listen, this is something very important. Why does it come according to my effort and not just like that? If it would just like that come, the reforming light, it would show me the general shattering that the Creator did. Because I am giving exertion, or I'm not, and for that the reforming light comes, then it shows me only my part that I didn't give what I could have given. Therefore, whoever did not effort also doesn't see what's bad. And whoever efforts discovers that he is evil, and evil to the degree in which he could have corrected and didn't correct. Well, somehow it's clear. This is a very essential matter, because we do not have to correct all those systems that were corrupted before us. No, that's the systematic general corruption. But the fact that we will correct what is upon us to correct, the whole system will be corrected. How should I say this to you? The system was corrupted only by the fact that the component called Adam entered into it. Therefore, if I correct the participation of Adam, of man in this system, it is corrected. Mati.
Can you explain a bit more about their regret? We know we need to scrutinize, etc. What is that regret?
I'm going to say it this way. There are such passages and sayings. I don't need to be sorry for the fact that I was born not so successful. Well, let's say, anyway, physically, in my forehead, in my strength, in my mind, in my memory. Let's say me. I know this on myself. I have zero ability to grasp languages, okay? And to study several other things. Really? It's like, it's not there. I don't need to complain about that. It wasn't given to me. I probably don't need it. Probably that difficulty where I feel that I do not control this, I need to work to pass on that all my life. I'm suffering from this all my life. Well, so what? This is an example. Now, It's not that I'm bad or good. That's clear. Yes, that's a talent with you. Either have it or not. So a person can say, I was born lazy, a control freak, and all kinds of other attributes. When I was born, this word says that don't start relating to this, that you were born with it. It's not upon you to correct that. It's upon you to correct only your participation in what you need to correct. Meaning, only what is revealed to you upon all of your nature, and you are lazy on that, upon that laziness you need to bring your sacrifice, you need to cry about that participation on the Day of Atonement, on the Day of Yom Kippur. What you could have, you were given an opportunity from the heavens to correct, and you didn't correct. And not just about your desire, which is not okay. Yes.
But it happens all the time. We constantly feel we're not doing sufficiently enough. We're constantly as if working in engaged in regret.
Okay, well, that's how we'll advance here.
Well, and only if he has partial faith, is no longer satisfied with that. It is as it is written in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, that if he had permanent faith, his faith would not allow him to sin. Meaning he is asking for forgiveness from the Creator, hence he sees the true reason for all the sins, is by lacking faith in permanency.
Meaning the light is not illuminating or shining upon him in a sufficient manner to give him immunity so that he won't think that he will not engage in an action of in order to receive.
Accordingly, he is asking the Creator to grant him that force, meaning to have the ability to always set in his heart the faith.
Meaning he comes to a state that he truly has a demand. I must have the force of bestowal. This is called faith. And I have to receive it from you. I don't have anything to do with this. I can't receive it from any place. And inside of me, it definitely does not exist. Yes?
Anyhow, he won't come to sin and flaw the honor of the Creator, since he doesn't have sensation of the greatness of the Creator, since he does know how to appreciate the honor of heaven without flaw it, without harming it. Accordingly, he's asking for forgiveness from the Creator to assist him, to give him the power to take upon himself the burden of heaven above reason, meaning so he would have the force of overcoming and strengthening the face of the Creator. And he would know how to behave between the place and the person with slight appreciation. Meaning, when one will set an account for himself, he will see that he lacks only one thing, meaning to do soul search. What is the difference between a Jew and a foreigner, for which we are doing a blessing each and every day? Thank you, the Lord, for not have made me goy.
Meaning that I have the intentions in order to bestow, whereas the intentions in order to receive are called goy. Goy, which is called a nation, meaning that it's not directed towards the quality of bestowal, which is called the Creator, and only a Jew, which is called that he is longing for unity, for Yehud. He aims himself towards attaining the quality of bestowal, the quality of unity with the Creator, which realizes it in the group, which is called together.
Yes. And one doesn't pay attention to what he says, thank you for not made me a goy, Gentiles. I mean, he doesn't look at himself in what he's Israel and in what and not a goy. Meaning the main discernment should be in the faith that Israel believe in the Creator and the Gentile doesn't have faith in the Creator.
Again, faith is called bisto. And believing in the Creator is called wanting to bestow to the Creator. It's the expression of faith, the expression of the force of bestow.
And after he already knows that discernment, he needs to examine himself. What is his degree of faith in the Creator?
As much as he's capable to bestow it, from what coarseness and abilities he can bestow. This is called the size or the intensity of his faith. Either he's willing to give up a quarter or half or all his things, all his assets, or he has the ability to bring contentment. But once again, unity, I'm saying again, it's only through the group, because the Creator has no image. If you want him to clothe you, you have to give him the matter to be clothed in, which is the group, meaning you have to relate to the group as you would to him. Yes.
Meaning, as was said in the introduction to Tass, to what extent he's willing to let go or relinquish for the sake of his faith in the Creator, and then he will have the ability to see the truth. Meaning, whether he's willing to do actions only for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake, or only to small extents he will be able to do for the sake of heaven, meaning, God forbid, not to flaunt the self-love, otherwise he has no power to do anything. Meaning then there is the place where you can see the truth, the true extent of his faith in the Creator. And by that he can see all the sins that stem only from that reason. And by that he will receive preparation and qualification when he goes to ask of the Creator to forgive him for his sins. Then he will be able to imagine the true extent of the flaw, meaning to what extent he flawed the king's honor, and would know what to ask of the Creator, meaning for what sins he has sinned, and he need to correct them for not sinning once more.
Okay, these are already individual internal scrutinies that we could possibly also reach that. Yes. It means already exploding for 2 hours or more.
Good morning. I wanted to know, really on the verge of a Day of Atonement.
But we talked about what Yom Kippur is. It could be next week in the afternoon.
Yes, obviously, only symbolically, tomorrow we're entering it.
Okay, symbolically. It could be not symbolically.
Yeah, it is very much felt there's much work to do in the upcoming 2 days. Being a pledge, a soul search, regretting all we spoke of today and all the recent week. I'm asking, I don't know, as a man, I can focus on one thing.
Why are you talking about men that are so limited?
Well, you're correct. It's in generalization, but I'm talking about myself. Me, myself, I can focus only on one thing. So what should I focus on more? The regret, the soul search, the pledge for the Creator. What is our work for this Yom Kippur?
Once Rabash was at his friend in America. He was working there as a rav in some community synagogue, and this was before these days, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, and he told Rabash, well, you're staying here, I understand that you have work here, you're here, but I am going to Israel. I have to be on Yom Kippurim, on the Day of Atonement, I have to be in Israel, in the land of Israel. And Rabash says, but according to what I hear in the community, if you will go on Yom Kippur, you're in America. What is it? It's all year. It's Yom Kippur. When do they come to the synagogue? Maybe on Rosh Hashanah, maybe Yom Kippur, and Passover. Yeah, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Pesach, three times a year. That's how there's such Jews that's the time that they go to the synagogue. So Rabash says, but I know that if you won't be here on Yom Kippur, then they will throw you out. They'll get rid of you. And where will you get to make a living from? A couple of days pass, and he says, no, I'm going, no matter what, I have to be in the land of Israel for Yom Kippur. Rabash asks, why? What? Explain to me. So he said like this, I cry only in the land of Israel and during Yom Kippur, and no other place I can't cry. This is actually to your question. So Rabash says like this, you, on Yom Kippur, when you're kind of like there on the bottom, go up also to where the ladies stand in their side. You'll see how they cry, and you'll also cry. That's it. So I don't know how it ended, but what am I trying to tell you? All these things depend on a man's heart and not on the time or place or motion. And therefore, we learn these things, it's good. We have an opportunity to be together, to think according to the date in timetable, which is called Yom Kippurim, the corporeal Yom Kippurim. So we have an opportunity to think about this, to read and to be in this, if we will make an effort. But it depends on our effort. It could be that you specifically, on this Yom Kippur, this upcoming Yom Kippur, you will feel yourself that you are in Purim, or in Shavuot, or Passover, or just regular, not holy day. That you don't need to fast or you do, that's already a different question. Don't start that line of question. I don't hear. I have a problem with my hearing when I don't need to. You understand? So the main thing is that everything is after a man's heart. I'm not saying to make it to lighten things, not to fast or anything like that. No, but the internal state depends only on us. We will try to be also in the internal state of Yom Kippur, during Yom Kippur. If you will come to us, you will cry. Yes. Well,
it is said that the prayer starts with gratitude, blessing and gratitude. The order of the prayer.
Yes, we hear.
In this scrutiny, is there a state of, that we've seen here, in this soul search, is there any element or stage of gratitude? Because we didn't hear about it in the past. To a read, do we need to come to state of orientation?
Prayers on Yom Kippurim, first of all, themselves are adjacent to the prayers of Rosh Hashanah because they come right after each other. And the concept of Rosh Hashanah is to enlarge, to make, to greaten the King, the Creator. It's the greatening of the goal of bestowal, love, this big quality that we need to attain, which is managing the whole world, which is in every place and rules everything and controls everything, this quality of love and bestowal. Just called the Creator. There's no other image. And this is how He clothes our kilim, and this is how we know how to express Him. This is called the operating in the operated. And this quality we are respecting and appreciating and raising above all. This is called Rosh Hashanah, meaning what is Rosh, our head, the quality of bestowal, which is the most important, and it rules us, draws us, and we want to come to it, to be assimilated to it, and to be included in it. The Yom Kippurim, as much as we are not yet in this, we're examining, scrutinizing, our flaws that we have, that are, we still are lacking these corrections in order to reach the quality of the full quality of Bistol. And for that we are sorry and scrutinizing them and preparing them for correction. And later we come to the days of correction, and on Purim we finish it. That's the final correction. Therefore, Yom Kippur and Purim.
So if I understood correctly, in the interpretation of Yom Kippur, the atonement, there's no gratitude, there's only sorrow for not being in that state.
It's great joy. Why is it sorrow? Only the guy as a man wants to cry. We're not crying. We're not crying. That's the masses cry. Or that guy from America. We're not crying. We're happy on Yom Kippur. Why? Because it's the revelation of the shattered vessels. Now I can correct them. It's revealed. Where are the wickeds that have revealed? Bala Sulam writes. It's a great joy. Yes.
Yes. How do you connect regret with a concern, with fear?
All this fear, this sorrow, is all around the happiness that at last I want. I rediscovered it. Now I want. I'm trembling from my desire to correct them. From this desire that all this bad in them was discovered. But I'm happy that it's discovered. I'm thanking for it. Try to read all the prayers of Yom Kippurim with joy. Try. Instead of crying, to relate to it with joy. You will see how they appear differently. How you can at all be together with the Creator in crying. Tell me. Even in a moment, in this moment, you're saying that the Creator arranged for you to be in sorrow. He's already not good and benevolent. There's no such thing, in essence. There isn't.
As a matter of fact, it's a joy for the revelation of the corruption or of the real estate, and then there's place for request, for correction.
He's revealing to you the shattering so that you will have joy in correcting it to be similar to him in an independent manner. Because without the independence, he would create you in equality to him. Then you would just be adhered to him like some piece of plastic or something there. I don't know. Scotch tape. But he gave you opportunities to identify through what did he prepare for you. He said, in this, in this, in this, in this, you are different than me. Do the work and be like me. So you're crying for him doing this to you? This for you? How could this be? If he gave you an opportunity through this to be like him, you're crying about that? Take that from me? So you're happy. Flawed. I'm a thief. I'm a liar. I'm like this, like that. You're enjoying the fact that you're revealing it. I'm telling you, just seriously.
I enjoy on his account that this is how.
No, that he created you in such a way opposite that you're revealing through what you can. Merit to be like him, to come to adhesion. That's the Lord's work. Where's the crying here?
The joy comes from bringing contentment to the Creator.
By doing so, you're bringing him contentment because you're filled with gratitude. You're thankful for him doing this for you like this, and you're thankful for him making you opposite. For every single detail. This is why we kiss the stick, the belt. By doing so, you're neutralizing the bad. By you're neutralizing the evil inclination. Sorry, not the evil inclination. How does it become the good inclination? Through your observation, through your sight.
So our joy comes from being revealed to us that we are opposite to the Creator, as a matter of fact.
Joy appears not from being opposite to the Creator. He made us opposite from the Creator so that we will receive an opportunity to come to equivalence. I am thanking him for the whole preparation that he did, for the grace that he did with me, and your future to do with me.
And what is this mercy?
The mercy and the grace in every single thing. Everything is a whole filled with grace. Also the shattering and all the things, it's all one big graceful thing. This is what we are about to discover, including these horrible blows that we received in the past. It all depends on the way you look and see life.
Thank you.
Say that later. Change your observation. Give the microphone to Amnon.
Good morning. The Day of Atonement is its topic is the soul searching. And we know that, as a matter of fact, person have no problem with the Creator, or rather he has a problem with his friend. And the place, all right, we get along with it. He's good and benevolent and no problem. So if I'm coming to do soul search with a friend and with my group, here is the place, here should be the form that how can I breach all that I think or saying about?
And the Creator will certainly forgive.
Sure.
If Tzvika will forgive. Meaning, as it's written, all the sins between a man and his friend, Yom Kippurim does not atone. Meaning that we need to do regret for supposedly causing, and it's not us. You have to also in that be, there's no one else besides him that's also caused by the Creator. Meaning you need to be sorry, not that I'm sorry that I'm revealing that I'm bad. The sorrow comes from me discovering that this bad, this evil is still in me, the sensation of the gap itself, that's called the bad, and then I correct. Meaning even in the revelation of evil, I need to feel joy and good. I don't have so much the words in Hebrew for this, but
עושים, לא סובלים את האחר, בחיים זה ככה. אז איך אני באמת יכול לעשות כפרה? איך לבוא ולהגיד, אדוני, סלח לי, לחברה? וזה...
זה אדם עושה על ידי ההגיעה...
A person does this through the effort and exertion towards connection. That's his payment. There is no need or any action that you can do to atone for what you did. Because all that you did that's bad caused separation. All that you can do good is only to cause unity. That's it. Don't look at the manner of the good and the fashion that you did the good. This is separation, and that's connection. That's all, the simplest. Then you won't err.
Again.
Yes.
You give an example of a Rabash that allowed Dov to stay with his community, not to come to Israel. So I'm from Rehovot. There's an action in the group.
We're already looking at them like he came from the moon, yeah? It's Tzvika's work.
So there's an activity in the group, and on the other hand, I hear my Rav say, come over here. So what am I to do? Like physically to here?
No, I'm not saying that you should to come here, but that you have to constantly come here. or for Yom Kippurim or something like that. No, no. I'm just saying that, for example, also we need to understand that here we do sometimes all kinds of things because we can't be under pressure or strain all the time. We talked about, like, for example, the group of Rehovah that has many members, many friends that are weakening and remaining at home, they're leaving the group. Maybe it's worthwhile for this group to take each and every one. Anyways, for the sake of the past, and the past we were all together, let's do some action. And come to us to some evening, include with us in our work, integrate with our work that we're doing here in all kinds of things, and see how much it operates and is beneficial to you. How much it... Because what's the difference between the place of Haifa or Petah Tikva, Ra'anana, and Rehovot? There's no difference. You can do in your place the same thing also. Yes.
It should be a group decision. Like, I'm on the one hand, here the Rav.
What decision?
To come here. To help
to
here
some evening?
All that you invited us, because the eyes are focused here.
It's a decision. If I already said, then it's decided.
All right. I don't understand the decision. Now
I
we need only
the decision.
To...
No, you just need to organize it. There doesn't need to be a decision. Why? After you receive a commandment from someone from above, you need to still decide to do or not? That's how I understand that. This is the order of connection between us. What do you like this? Well, it's not good, it's not right. Well,
can I ask Kav? I didn't understand him.
No, I understand him, yes.
Rav, we speak a lot about the term of the group and connection as our principal aspect of our work. Now in integral education, we are meeting all kind of sectors with all kind of different people, socially, mentally, etc., differences. And the term of the group, maybe I'm confused, but the term of a group start taking on a different volume.
Intensity, much more intense importance and necessity. The source of force. The source of, it's like my anchor, that if I don't hold on to it, then I have no force to take care of anyone or anything. Well, that's excellent.
But only among them, in general, also with respect to...
Yes, yes, yes. So, what? What's the question?
The question is, seemingly, I wanted to make sure we're in the right direction. And if can we intensify this work between us and emphasize that, the friends... to talk about it.
We'll talk about this during these next couple of days. Yes.
Good morning, Rav, dear friends, World Kli. I have a question with respect to the article. We're constantly studying that asking for repentance and live in the past, that's not our way in this study. And then we need to look forward, not to be Lot's wife, and start and correct now towards Day of Atonement.
Therefore, in purpose, we're giving the feeling of the past. And one is really sorry for all the things that he did and all the things that passed on him. And this brings such clipot into his head. It's really terrible for each and everyone.
Now, on the other hand, what we read in the article is practically the same connection that occurs between the Creator and I. When I ask for repentance, I intensify him, although he does everything. I'm asking of him for forgiveness, although it's not my fault, seemingly. And here I have a forgiveness that I have to ask of the friends here and the friends in the world. We are entering a day of no broadcast. And if I will not succeed, and if we will not be able to cause them to be with us in one thought, then for that I need to ask for forgiveness, as a matter of fact. How do I need to relate that aspect to that element?
If you're asking me, if I'm talking about the whole world, I don't care if they're going to see us. Because it's not a transgression. It's automatic, just like in Shabbat. The truth is that there's no difference between Yom Kippur or Shabbat as to the harshness of whether you can see or not see. As they say, well, Shabbat afternoon is kind of like a weak Shabbat, so you can already, you know, you can drive already, it's already afternoon. Same thing here. We're just associating things. They're just the same laws like in Shabbat. You know, after all, it's not... other than our five torments, but towards the limitations, the same limitations, we also learn it according to the state of what Yom Kippur is called in the world. From that we have these limitations in the five torments. But other than that, no. Therefore, if you're asking, we're disconnecting, we're going to be disconnected from our groups, if we could, for instance, for this whole system to operate and work, and whoever's sitting there, I don't know, in London or in South America or somewhere in some other place, and is watching us, let him see.
What about broadcast?
I don't know whether it be broadcast or not. We're not doing broadcast. But I don't understand also if it's broadcast or not broadcast. We're not broadcasting. They can watch. Is there such a thing? No, do you understand what I mean? That's it. That I don't care if someone's looking at me. So from that point, so what are you saying?
What I wanted, as a matter of fact, is that I'm asking for forgiveness if they won't be able to be with us in the lessons we'll do, they have atonement. Meaning I'm already asking for forgiveness up front.
That's already a broadcast. Okay, well, what? So you want in advance to ask for their forgiveness?
Yeah, to ask for them for forgiveness if they won't manage to be with us in intention and action. In thought and action.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. There are customs that we keep according to the connection between the root and the branch, from above down, and therefore we think that this is how it should be done. There are customs, there are we cannot traditions. We can't call them commandments, like or what's Pkudin Oraita, you know, the commandments of the Torah, where he writes right after that in the article the 613:18 and Pkudin, and it is the precept, the mitzvah, is called the correction of the desire, which comes from reception to bestow. But nevertheless, we maintain this and keep this in the branch and root. But
thank
I understand
you
your concern, and it's very good that you're the only one from maybe 300 men that are sitting here, including Niv, let's say, that for them, they're not even thinking about or caring. The truth is, it's not true. We talked also yesterday and also the day before that to disconnect ourselves. It's very difficult for us to disconnect ourselves from them. It's very difficult. Yes.
During all the lesson, we spoke about the topic. I wanted to be more precise about the aspect of the group, their external disseminations and work in the building, etc. Usually the same people, more or less, coming to most of the group activities of such type. Another part usually doesn't come. So when we're about to do some action now that is special, an initiative of the group, we do some external action in coordination with the organization.
And
should we turn to people?
I'm turning to them. You see, I just turned to the Rehovot group, the same, or this group or not.
So whether to give them the impression and the importance of the goal of this action, Or should we come and tell them, why aren't you responding to the mail, for example, that announced that activity, and say something at least, I'm coming or not coming, and not asking them why? Is it bad whether we ask why, as if we start digging in?
I don't need an answer from them.
That's what I meant.
It's a lack of importance. There's nothing more than that. A lack of importance.
So to suffice with giving importance and the
what
importance
is to
of the goal?
I'm satisfied with it. I'm not gratified with anything. I'm saying about the questions that come from them, I don't have anything to ask.
So not to dig in and say, why aren't you participating, etc., not to go down to that level.
They will give you 1,001 different reasons and excuses, and I'm telling you that the reason is a lack of importance. That's it. There are questions that do not demand an answer. Rather, if you want to awaken it in them, and that's something else. To me, it's clear. There's no other reason. A lack of importance. That's it. It can't be. Simply, there's nothing else. Yes, Rehovot. Give him the microphone.
If we're speaking in precision, would it be right to say that every friend that feels himself as part of the world kli and can come at least once a week to a lesson here in Petah Tikva, is it right for him to do so?
I think so. I do think so. Maybe we need to do a certain specific day, but after the lesson, do some meal and meeting and a little bit of scrutinies, not just talking, but something truly to the matter, to the point. I think that yes, if it's possible. If we can do it, because people are maybe running to all kinds of engagements, but I think it's important. It's very important. I hope that soon we're going to get along in our new building in about a couple months. More or less, we're going to start entering, maybe 2.5 months, and then we will have more possibilities. Okay. Where are you? In the middle? Oh, you finished. Okay. Yes. Iran.
So my regret, my sorrow is for what? For adhesion in the group that I didn't realize this potential?
You are in happiness in Yom Kippur and not in sorrow. In happiness that the Creator is revealing to you the flaw and you're thanking Him for this. Try to read all those words with joy, and you will see how much you all of a sudden discover that there's depth there and a call for action.
Alright, so the flaw is where versus the potential, my connection potential towards the group.
Now you're discovering that if I were to discover this and I correct this and that, look at what you have before you.
But these are my qualities. This is what he gave me. He gave me all kinds of qualities that I'm lazy, I'm this, I'm that, and that, and that. And therefore, it's hard for me to connect, let's say.
So I'm telling you, not exactly. Not exactly. You're lazy. But you had opportunities to not operate from the laziness, but to receive the appreciation of the greatness from the environment, and then you would overcome your laziness, and you didn't manage to overcome it because you didn't invest in the environment. So now you understand that you, although you are initially a lazy person, but it's not laziness, it's disregard in the opportunity that the Creator commanded you. And you're now understanding that you need to correct and where to correct. And the whole Yom Kippurim, you start to see that this is only something that's going to bring you to connection with the group and to unity with the Creator.
So the joy is by me discovering of the freedom of choice, pretty much.
It's a revelation. Why the freedom of choice?
Where can I cleave further?
So it's the revelation of the choice. It's before you. Not the freedom. Yes, the revelation of the freedom of will, of choice. Yes, you're right. Yes. It's truly, it's a great day. It's a special day. Only what's happening here is that you now understand how to come to from Kippur to Purim. Now, the pool is in your hands, the lot is in your hands, and you're coming to the final coach.
And my attitude, my judgmental attitude towards other, he is so and he is so.
What attitude? What you did earlier, before?
No, I look at the friend, I'm saying he's not enough, this is in a descent when I'm looking at them. Can I look like that, or do I need to change only myself? Do I need to turn to them? Do I need to talk to them? Or do I...
Usually we need to also do that so that it would appear also to others. Because that's how we learn. We need to show them the greatness, the importance, and so on. Today, together with us, we're friends from Zichron, Yokneam, Ashkelon, Haifa, the young group, 26 friends of ours, and also the Rehovot group, which came to us. To everyone, there is a great soul scrutiny, deep, intense, serious, and practical. And
we'll end with a song.
And we'll end with a song. Wonderful.
הסתיו שלך זו השלכת שלי, האביב שלך זו הפריחה שבי, מלחמה שלך זו מלחמה שלי, השמחה שלך זה האושר שבי. הלילה שלך הוא הלילה שלי, ירח מלא גם לך ולי, האמת שלך זו האמת שבי. הלבן שלך הוא הזכות שלי. כולנו יחד באותה סירה, זה אני ואתה, בטוב וברע, רק ביחד, רק ביחד נגיע. כולנו יחד באותה סירה, זה אני ואתה, בטוב וברע, רק ביחד, רק ביחד נגיע. השמש שלך היא האור שבי, והגשם שלך זה המים שלי, הבית שלך זה העוגן שלי, האהבה שבך נמצאת גם בי, הכאב שלך הוא הסבל שלי, האושר שלך זה השמחה שבי, הפחד שלך זה הרעד שבי, העולם שלך הוא הכל בשבילי. כולנו יחד באותה סירה, זה אני ואתה, בטוב וברע, רק ביחד, רק ביחד נגיע. כולנו יחד באותה סירה, זה אני ואתה, בטוב וברע, רק ביחד נגיע.